What a privilege it is to gather and worship this morning. Amen. Amen. To sing about the Lord's love and His just amazing grace in our lives. And this morning, as we come, we have everybody with matching t-shirts this morning. We have the privilege of sharing with you how the Lord allowed us the privilege of serving Him on two separate mission trips. As the teens get to share about their time with ASP, and then our Kids Club crew is going to come and share about our time with Deep Impact Kids. We serve down in Charlotte, North Carolina, in Shelby, just outside of Charlotte. So grateful for this opportunity to share with you and pray that you're blessed by the testimonies that you hear. So I'm going to go ahead and ask if our team would come up. Everybody in the yellow shirt, if you'll come up to the front here and just stand right on the floor here at the front. We'll allow you guys to gather here. We are, this is our group of fourth and fifth graders that had opportunity to go on the crew mission trip. So how that works, just as an explanation, you see in the bulletin, you hear about crew on Wednesdays and Sundays, and sometimes that's a little bit confusing. So how that works is we have all of our fourth and fifth graders on Wednesday nights that are in crew. So that's our discipleship portion where we memorize scripture and teach lessons and those kinds of things. That happens on Wednesdays. But those kids that desire to take that a step further and they're able are given opportunity to serve on Sunday mornings during Kids Club. And they're the ones that help run that service by helping with scripture memorization and running the media and all sorts of different things. So among that group, if they choose to do that and go into that segment of service as part of crew, then that earns them the opportunity to be a part of the summer mission trip. So that's what this group is. These guys that have made that commitment have been faithful to serve each Sunday, along with do their work on Wednesdays. I had the privilege of being able to go and serve on this special missions trip. So I'm going to take a few moments and show you some photos and allow you to kind of get an idea and feel for what we did, the opportunities we had, just a quick overview, and then I'm going to let the kids fill in some of the details. At least you'll have a picture in your mind of what they're talking about. So we should have our photo of our group. There it is, right on the front there. This is right before we left there at the church. So, we went and traveled, as I said, to Shelby, North Carolina, and we stayed at a mission camp where we had opportunity to unwind. They had lots of great things for the kids to do during the in-between times, time of downtime, and then great facilities for us to stay in and sleep at and worship together. And then there's our group of boys there having a great time. Our first day of ministry, we had opportunity to put together some food bags, canned goods and dried goods for not just our group, but for the other mission teams. There was actually four other church groups that were there with us. So we put together all those food bags to take to shut-ins and to homeowners that past teams had been to do work on their homes. So it was not only a time of visiting shut-ins, but it was a time of follow-up for past teams that had done ministry. We took a few moments and made some cards for the four different homeowners that we were assigned to go visit. And then we hit the road, traveled around, and spent some time visiting with those precious people, getting to know them, and again, being able to follow up with them with the ministry that had already been done by members of the teams from the earlier part of the summer. We ate our meals, most of our meals at least, there at the mission camp. They served us some great food, great time of fellowship together there, and some of us chose to eat dessert first, which is just fine. You enjoy it more that way. Had some great snacks as well. And then the other side of the room was set up for us to have group worship. So we gathered with those other four church groups each morning and each evening We did songs of worship. They did some group games and also had some teaching time. Keenan is the gentleman to the right. He was our speaker for our weekend, which was 6 days. This was June 13 through 16. Just a few days. But he talked with the children about, and all of us, about how Jesus is Lord of our lives and about his sovereign plan for us in serving him. Each evening we gathered as individual church groups, so our group got to go off on our own, and we spent some time reviewing what Keenan shared about and also played some group games together. They had a great time doing that. You'll hear a little more detail about some of these photos that you're seeing here in just a moment. This is our group of boys being cool as they sit around the table and play the game of Go Fish. Had a grand time together. On our next second day of ministry, we had opportunity to put together a wheelchair ramp for a lady to allow her to have access in and out of her home. So the kids enjoyed digging the holes and opportunity to learn how to use some power tools and serve using their hands, working hard. And we also had to take a break, of course, for some lunch. Enjoyed some time under the shade tree there. And, there is the completed ramp. Kids did an awesome job putting that together, shooting all the screws and cutting all the boards. And then there is our group of young carpenters there standing on the ramp that they were able to put together for that precious lady. On our way home, we stopped and got some giant slices of pizza. Enjoyed those, and then the last bit of energy that was left, they used jumping at a trampoline park, so we had a great time of fellowship together on our way home before we got back to the church that Wednesday evening. So thank you, church, for your prayers and support for these young ones, for providing the resources and opportunity to introduce them to missions. So not only are they able to serve each Sunday here on Sunday mornings, but they're able to serve in opportunities like this where they're able to get a taste to see what missions is like and what it is to serve in other communities. So thank you for that, providing that opportunity for these young ones. So this time I'm going to ask a couple of the kids if they would come forward and share with you some of their experiences and some specific details of things that they experienced on the trip. So I'm going to ask Josiah Walsh, if you'll come up here to the front, man. I've got a lectern here for you. We'll drop it down a little bit so you can put your notes there if you want. And then I'll have this, and you share what the Lord's laid on your heart, brother.
Good morning. My name is Josiah. I'm really glad I got to go on the crew mission trip this summer. It was a lot of fun. In the first day, we packed food boxes, and some things we put in them were beans and corn. In the afternoon, we delivered them. Some people were friendly, but some people didn't want us to visit. On the second day, we built a wheelchair ramp. We were able to use crowbars, hammers, and saws. In the morning and in the evening, we would have worship time. One of the songs we sang was Lighthouse. The speaker was Mr. Keenan, and he was very nice. He talked to us about how God is our boss. My favorite part of the trip was the last night when we played games and made s'mores in our pajamas. Thank you, church, for praying for us and supporting the crew.
All right, Ben. This is Ben Thing.
Hi, my name is Ben Thing, and I will talk about building the wheelchair ramp. So we built a wheelchair ramp that was 12 feet long. It was really hard, and it was burning hot. I really liked using the post hole diggers. We had a guy named Mr. Hal, the man who helped us helped us build the ramp. He helped us learn how to use the tools. My favorite tool was the drill. I used it to drill in screws. I'm glad I went to the missions trip because I got to help a handicapped person be able to get in and out of her house. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dylan Jones, and I was thankful that I got to go on the crew mission trip. Along with all the service projects we did, we also had a lot of fun. In our free time, we played in the game room, and I crushed Mr. Nick and Beanpong. At the end of the week, we also went to the trampoline park. Thank you for praying for us.
Let Ms. Deedy share a few words about our time in Shelby.
This is probably our favorite mission trip that we've been on together, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Being there, it was work hard, pray harder. Well, all the prayers that you all prayed for us while we were gone surely was met because we had a good trip, didn't we?
Yeah.
Being there, we was able to see another church group that had another child that had Down syndrome. Him and Isaac became really good friends. And so every day they would sit together, and I became to know friends with his mom, Dana, and we just had a really good trip, didn't we?
Yeah.
One of the things that we enjoyed was Mr. Howe, like they said earlier, taught them how to do the wheelchair ramp. And even though we all worked really, really hard, we all did it as a team. We did it together. Even Asher was able to use the power tools some, and Mr. Howe was so delicate with us and just really was passionate with us. And what do you do?
I'm strong.
You are strong.
Yes,
yes you are. So God's work was at hand, and he was able to use these kits. And I'm so very proud of them as how much they've grown, me working with them and being around them. So thank you for your prayers, thank you for your support, and thank you for sending us to Shelby. We had a really good time.
All right, thank you. Special thank you. You guys can go ahead and have a seat if you'd like. If you'd like. And as they run to their seats. Special thank you to the leaders that went along with us. Of course, my wife, Kristen, Mr. Nick and Miss April Cunningham, as well as Miss Deedy. Just a blessed time to be together, to get to know one another, and, of course, the privilege it is to serve one another and serve the Lord on this trip. So a big thank you to all the families represented by these children. Thank you for your trust in us to allow us the privilege it is to partner with you in discipling your children. So certainly grateful for that. So this time I invite Pastor James, if he would come and lead us in a time of prayer and time of testimony of the teens and their missions experience. James.
All right, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you this morning. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory and praise that you are due. Lord, thank you so much for your great love for us, Lord, that you are willing to send your Son to come down to earth and to pay the punishment for our sins. Lord, we are so undeserving, but yet you looked down upon us and you had mercy and compassion. We thank you so much for that this morning. We thank you for the great God that you are. And Lord, as your word tells us, you are a God who is worthy of our worship and our praise. Lord, may we seek to sacrifice our lives for you each and every day, to live our lives in accordance with the way you would desire for us to live, that we'd go out, that we'd love others, that we'd serve the community around us, that we'd share the gospel, that we'd impact others for Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to come together to worship you this morning. Lord, we think this morning of our missionary Holly Friesen as she's working with medical teams there in Odessa, Ukraine, and carrying on the work that Dr. Wheeler started so many years ago. And Lord, we pray for her as she leads some medical teams into different villages around the Odessa area in the upcoming week, Lord. We ask you just watch over them, that you protect them, that you guide them. Be with Pastor Lonia as he comes with her to share the gospel and to seek to meet the spiritual needs of the people there. Just may those village clinics go well and be an honor and glory to you, Father. And Lord, we think this morning of many in our community, many within our church family who have lost loved ones, Lord. Our hearts hurt for them, Lord, and we want to lift them up to you. Lord, we think of Sharon Bowling, the sister of Gina Meadows and their family. We think of the family of Douglas Haldren, of Mildred Pack, of Maria Dolan, of Benjamin Thornton. And Lord, we continue to pray for the Mills family, for Maranatha Baptist Church, many families who are hurting, who have lost loved ones, Lord. Lord, we trust in your word and we know that you are the God of all comfort. And Lord, we pray that you would comfort these families, that you'd be with them in a way that only you can, that you'd strengthen and encourage them, that you'd allow the body of Christ to come around them and to uphold them and to encourage them through these very difficult times. Lord, we think of those dealing with different sicknesses and surgeries within our church family. Lord, we think of Miss Carol Rose as she continues to battle, as she is very sick. Lord, thank you for how you were gracious to her yesterday. Thank you that she has improved some. Lord, we pray that you continue to allow her to improve, that you strengthen her body, that you encourage her spirit, Lord, and be with Jonathan and the kids and be with them, Father. Lord, we think of the ministry of divorce care and divorce care for kids as they have launched and are ministering to different families in time of need. We ask you just give wisdom and guidance and to the leaders and that they would be effective ministers to those families. And we also think of the ministry of Able Center as they are out on the front lines day after day seeking to help those who are dealing with unexpected pregnancies. Lord, we ask that you would allow them to have inroads into people's lives, that they would be able to encourage those and come alongside those dealing with unexpected pregnancies, Lord, that they would not abort those babies, but those babies would be born and that they would come to know you as Savior and live lives that honor and glorify you, Father. Lord, we just pray for that very important ministry in our community and the upcoming fundraiser for that ministry, Lord. I ask that you'd allow all those things to go well. And Lord, we thank you for the crew mission trip and all the God, to hear from them, we thank you for how you use them in the lives of those people. Lord, thank you for the youth that worked so hard on the youth mission trip. We just thank you for those successful trips. We thank you for a church who supports and encourages our young people. We pray and ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, at this time, if all the youth would come up, y'all can just gather around, get as close as you can. Don't be afraid. Y'all can like come up on the stage. You don't have to be strung out in front of the projector. Come on, come on. Get out from the front projector. There you go. Good job. All right. So on Sunday, June 13th through Saturday, July 19th, the youth took a mission trip, a combined middle school and high school mission trip to Johnson City, Tennessee, with ASP, known as Appalachia Service Project. We arrived Sunday afternoon and had some downtime later that evening. We were introduced to ASP staff, and we went over some housekeeping and things like that for the week. Then on Monday morning, we did some training, learned how to use some different power tools, learned what we'd be doing at our jobs and how to do those correctly. And then Monday afternoon, we had some free time, went and saw a beautiful waterfall and got some downtime on Monday. And then Tuesday through Friday, we went and worked very hard. We were split up into four different groups with two adult leaders from our church with each group. Lindsey Jones and Ireland Garrett were leaders for a group that tore off old siding and put on new insulation and siding for a lady named Miss Virginia. Jill Garrett and Misty Belcher were leaders for a group that started the week off cleaning up outside of a man's home and then ended up with Sarah Walsh and Jamie Jones at a home where they were taking siding off, putting on new insulation and siding there as well. And then Amber Coppler and I led our group and putting on a metal roof for a man named Mr. Jackie. In addition to working very hard at the projects, the kids did an outstanding job. Each day as we went back to our place where we were staying, we had some opportunities to minister there, things that kind of pushed us all outside of our comfort zones there in the evenings as well. I cannot be prouder of how our leaders and how our youth handled it. To the parents of all these youth, you should be very, very proud of your kids for all the work they accomplished and how they handled themselves, how they represented Jesus Christ. And you as a church family should be proud of them as well. They represent our church in the name of Jesus Christ very well, and I couldn't be more proud of them. So at this time, Matthew Counts and Rachel Ayers are going to come and share a testimony. Get close. There
you go. My name is Matthew Counts, and I was part of Team Roller Coaster. As you know, we were split up into teams. And our team had seven members, Miss Jill Garrett, Miss Missy Belcher, Rachel Ayers, Kate Thing, Lexi DeLong, and Adam Jones. Our first assigned house from ASB was owned by a veteran, but he wasn't present while we worked there. ASB told us that the house had to be cleaned up first, which meant cleaning up all the aluminum cans and other trash, and ripping off the overgrowth around the home before we could tear down and install the new siding. We never made it past picking up the trash and cutting down the foliage. The foliage was so overgrown, it had grown through broken windows and completely covered one side of the house. Small trees had begun to grow in the gutters, and saws would have to be used to cut through the central vine growth because it was as thick around as a tree. We were only there for one day because after some investigation, the house was deemed unsafe to work on for volunteers like us, and here's why. I'm going to try my best to give you context about what I'm about to tell you. But on the side of the house, right, there is this, like, porch-looking thing. And it was about 5-foot porch on the side of the house, and it had, like, a small railing around it, which was completely filled in with aluminum cans and trash. And clearing this small pit seemed doable, so Lexi, Rachel, Kate, and I started digging while Misty, Jill, and Adam worked on taking down the surrounding vegetation. We worked for about an hour when what we thought was a stair step was discovered. Soon after, an overhead light above a door was uncovered beneath the pile, confirming that the trash we stood over went all the way down a staircase to a basement level. After this revelation, our group just kept at it and continued digging, cutting, or bagging. At one point, an ASP worker checked up on our progress, and he was surprised when we told him about the stairs, because apparently the guy that owned the house had never told ASP that he had a basement. Anyway, after lunch, we got back to work and started making a great deal of progress in the stairwell and on the overgrowth on the side of the house. Once we got a certain way down the staircase and the pile, it was too cramped for the four of us to work, so Rachel and Lexi left to go around the back of the house to clean up all the garbage there while Kate and I kept digging. Adam continued to cut up brush as well and help around that. The back of the house had its own host of problems, starting with that we think the homeowner may have lived outside because we found bed sheets, a broken refrigerator, and even a portable toilet. And so they went back and cleaned up what they could anyways, and the team cleared the entire side of the house of brush and trash. At the end of the day, we had about 50 contractor garbage bags full of nothing but trash and brush. At the bottom of the stairwell, we found an old red door to a basement, which probably hadn't been seen in years, and it was filled up with about a foot of water, and it was deemed too hazardous to venture into. That night, some higher-ups from ASP told Misty and Jill that if we continued to work on the house, it would be unsafe, and a team of experts would need to be sent to the home in the fall. ASP also informed us that the Aspen homeowner had actually started treatment for rehab and he was on the road to recovery. Our team prayed for him often during our time in Tennessee because in order for a man to fall in such a state of neglect, he must be in a very deep and dark valley and he needs all of our prayers. So for the rest of the week, we were sent to work on Team Sandcastle's home to tear down siding and to put up new siding on the back of the house. We tore down the siding on one side of the home in one day and found part of the remaining wall and the part of the wall that it was rotted. We had to add new framing, OSB board, and foam insulation before it was finally ready to put up the new siding. It took us three tries to get it all done right. Our group worked hard at this job site as well, and I think that we all got really familiar with ladders, hammers, and a vast array of power tools. Overall, our team's work ethic cannot be understated, and I think we work really well together. Our group was a great team, and it worked out, and I wouldn't have had this mission trip any other way. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Rachel Ayers. Let me make sure this is close enough to hear me. Good morning. My name is Rachel Ayers. Matthew just shared, the first few days were hard in ways we had never imagined. He laid out the work we did and the people we helped. This trip was a wonderful time for me to get to really know my team that I worked with. The connections I made were both relational and personal, so let me give you a couple of examples. The first connection was giving me an interesting new nickname. Here's how it came to be. We made a quick stop at Walmart, and Miss Jill said stay together. I could tell she meant it. So I hear my group talking about going to different parts of the store, and I made the mistake of counting on my hand 1, 2, 3, 4 to make sure we were all there. And then one of the boys is like, that's so mom-like. And one of the girls is like, Mom Rachel for sure. So maybe Mom Rachel isn't the catchiest nickname, and maybe the kids thinking I was bossy wasn't the most positive trait, but the name grew on me over the week. After I came home and was writing this, I was able to look at it and realize that it seems to me God is using that part of my personality to be a mentor, or as our Titus 2 book puts it, a spiritual mother. The more I reflected on the week, I started to see all of these places where things that I've been learning all my life through the church and my family really started to have places where I could apply them in my daily life. The second connection was when on the trip, one of my fellow female workers was just screaming down one of the men on our team. So I took a minute to share with her the idea that men have a disrespect button and a respect button, and she was pounding on the disrespect button, and that she might get more help from him if she pushed the respect button more with her words and tone. At lunch, she looked at me and said, Rachel, it worked. My third connection was purely personal and spiritual. If you know me, you know I'm a naturally strong and bold personality. The Holy Spirit reminded me that men are our God-designed leaders, something I've heard all my life. I saw an opportunity to put actions to what I'd been taught. I worked to set aside my natural bent to boss everyone around so that especially the guys who are both younger than me could have an opportunity to practice a leadership role. Maybe few people spend this much time in deep thought while on a simple mission trip to fix homes and share the gospel. But for me, this thinking was an additional chance for me to set aside myself to help others. I could not have asked for a better team. We worked really well together. By the end of the week, I was saddened this wouldn't be every day. The laughter, jokes, prayer every morning before work, and the fellowship, I was going to miss it. Although one thing I will not miss were those cold showers. In closing, I want to say thank you to each and every one of our leaders. I also want to say a big thank you, especially to Miss Jill and Miss Misty. You were Team Rollercoaster's brave and fearless leaders. Every time a challenge arose, you both found a solution. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bradley McKenzie, and I'm going to be sharing to y'all about Team Sandcastles Home. We were blessed with a little old lady named Miss Gladys. She told us that her and her husband had built that house and had lived in it for 40-some years. At first glance, our house didn't look that bad. It just looked old. But as we took the siding off, we realized that there were several things wrong with the house. The first thing that stuck out to me was that there was little to no foam underneath the siding. That's not good because that means she doesn't have a lot of insulation for the weather, and the lack of foam is bad for the wood underneath, which can potentially cause water damage, which, as we took off more siding, we found. Anyways, after the siding was off, we began on the foam. The problem with the foam was that it wasn't provided by ASP, but it was provided from Miss Lattice herself. As we went to start putting on the foam, we realized that it varied in size and thickness. This caused us to basically start building a puzzle on the side of our house using the foam. Once the puzzle was completed, we had to put new siding onto the house. This process went smoothly, other than finding out the windows on that side of the house were uneven. This was just another hurdle that we had to get over and eventually solved. We closed the day talking and praying with Miss Gladys. We were really blessed with her because she was such a nice, grateful old lady, and you could really tell she loved the Lord. She even invited us to a fish fry at her church. So I thought that was a nice gesture. In total, this was just a really good trip. I want to thank God for getting us through and giving us the opportunity, and I want to thank you all as a church for being so supportive and mission-driven. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity to attend the mission trip this year with all these teams that you see up here and others that aren't able to make it today. They all worked very hard, and my group that I had was with Brad. I was with Bradley, Jamie, Alan, Amelia Garrett, Claire Singh, and Sarah Bowman. And as Bradley has mentioned, our job was removing the siding from the house and then hopefully to start putting new siding up. So it was definitely a new experience for not only the teams, but for also Jamie and myself. She got really good at YouTubing videos on how to do things. But anyways, it was definitely a new experience. And then Jill and Missy's group ended up coming and joining us, has been mentioned as well. And I'm really proud of all the teams that were there. Both of our groups worked so hard, and it was amazing watching them. I enjoyed seeing them try these new things, and they were willing to try the new things, and they were willing to do whatever we asked them to do and had good attitudes, and so that was great. And the woman that owned the house, Miss Gladys, that Bradley just mentioned, she was a really sweet lady, and I enjoyed talking with her and getting to hear about her life, and I think the kids did as well. And I thought that was funny, too, that she invited us to the fish fry, Bradley. I was going to mention that, too. And that was, she was like, come on, we have plenty of fish. But it was the day we were coming back, so obviously we didn't go. But I also enjoyed our time that we had at the school where we were all staying. A couple of nights we were able to have our own worship time together with just our group because there were two other churches there, and we would have time with them. But then a couple of times we just had our church together, and we sing songs together, and the kids shared testimonies about things that God was working on them that week in their life, and that was just a really special time to get to hear them and how God was working in them. This trip was definitely a little different than trips we've gone on in the past. Things did not always go as we thought they should go, or as they should have gone. But thankfully, God's in control, and He knew that all these things were going to happen while we were there. And I believe that He used this week to teach all of us some very important things. So I'm just thankful for you all, for the church, for praying for us. And as James said, you should be proud of your kids and thankful for all their hard work.
All right, if you guys all want to grab a seat real quick, we're going to watch the video. And then everybody can come back up after the video and have the last couple of testimonies. All right, guys, come on back. As the video is just a little highlight of some of the things that the kids did and accomplished. At this time, Lakin Fox, Stacy Cunningham, and Stephen Ayers are going to come and share their testimony.
Hi, I'm Stacy Cunningham, and this is Lakin Fox and Stephen Ayers. We were privileged to be able to go on a youth mission trip this year. Pastor James made the groups by taking people who normally didn't socialize with each other and then putting them into teams. I think that we became closer because of this. The team we were on, Team Canoe, applied purlins and insulation to Wright's house for siding. We didn't always have enough supplies for our building project, so on Wednesday and Friday, we went and helped Pastor James and Ms. Cooper's group, Team Finger, finish work on their house. Some of us were not always occupied with the job, but we always tried to be encouraging and helpful to each other. Some of the people that we met on the missions trip allegorized the Word of God, and the name of Jesus was very rarely mentioned. I was really proud of our youth group for noticing this, and I was also proud of our leaders for talking to us about it and making sure that we understood the truth. On our last day at the work site, our homeowner's daughter shared with us that her husband had been given 6 months to live due to a brain tumor, but by the grace of God, 10 years later, he is still living. Our team prayed for her, and she in turn said a very sweet prayer for us.
My name is Stephen. The mission trip was a good experience for me. I really like knowing that we helped people. I was on the same team as Lakin and Stacy. I experienced things, the same things they did. But I remembered a different kind of encounter. On Friday, the last day before we came home, we had lunch with a man named Chad. We noticed him each day sitting near a group of trees at our bathroom stop, and he was always alone. We asked if we could sit with him, and he was pretty friendly. So we talked about football and gave him some of our lunch as well. The best part is that we got to talk to him about Jesus. It wasn't exactly what we were there to do, but it was what God had planned for us to do. When we shared with ASP what we'd done, they were so excited we reached out into the community.
So it was really fun, nice learning experience. We learned that in order to hammer a button out the right way, you have to get your butt in the right position. It was great. A lot of fun time.
So they saved the best group for last. Good morning. My name is Nathan Harvey, and today I will be sharing my experience about Johnson's Chapel mission trip to Johnson City, Tennessee. The mission trip took place in early June under the Appalachian Service Project ASP. Concerning our conditions that we were in, they were not unbearable. However, the showers were definitely had some concerning complaints that were quite hilarious. The main goal for this trip was to serve. The whole reason as to why I was there was to serve and serve others while also conveying the image of Christ to the best of my ability. It was that very mindset that Ariel, Savannah, and I got to talk about in our devotion that ASP allowed us to lead on the second morning of that week. The very devotion took the mindset of the mind power of three human individuals, the time span of an hour and a half to come up with. Well, the whole presentation ended up being close to 2 minutes long. The message included in that devotion was to explain that we were not just gathered in Johnson City to only serve physical needs, but also spiritual needs. All while keeping in mind that we should be patient with one another and joyful in our actions. And even though I was one of the three people helping teach that devotion, the message still spoke out to me like it was new information handed to me. Throughout the week, I was assigned into Group Finger. It was called Group Finger because it had to do with ASP's secret theme of the week, which to this day I still don't know what that theme was. Group Finger consisted of Caleb, Allison, Amber, Pastor James, and of course the rooftop choir members, which also consisted of Ariel, Bear, me, and our phenomenal choir director, Olivia Belcher. Our project was to help fix Mr. Jackie's roof. Mr. Jackie was such a sweet man to work for. He really loved the Lord. He also gave us a cooler of beverages every day and would even come up to talk with us, and occasionally he would even join us for our lunch break. While on the roof, we did in fact sing, but we also had the joy of giving our tools names. A few to mention were the two impact drills, Dipper and Mabel, and our two most memorable hammers, Sandy and Fish. However, one of my favorite memories of working on the roof involved a bird and Pastor James. We were drilling down roof sheets and accidentally misplaced one. While not knowing that there was a misplaced sheet, we continued to keep laying down more. Halfway through the process, Pastor James recognized this mistake, and we had to remove the sheets that we had placed down already. During this process, a bird decided to use the bathroom on James' arm. After this happened, James just pushed through pain and agony, and he didn't stop working. He continued to push through, and he fixed the roof. It wasn't until after everything was situated on the roof that James decided to clean his arm. And saying that, James and Amber both were very memorable leaders on this trip, and I'm very grateful I got to be assigned with them, as well as the entire group. Ultimately, the mission trip was a great experience, and the Lord left a handful of memories for me. God also showed me how to have patience and how to serve others with joy, but also teaching me how to convey His image to the best of my ability. I pray that I can continue to serve Him and fulfill His work that's in store, and also to use me wherever I may be needed. I would also like to finish the testimony in a verse, which is Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine for the people so they can see the good things you do and praise your Father. Thank you for your support.
Good morning. My name is Olivia Belcher, and I've been an attending youth group for almost 4 years. This summer, I had the privilege to attend a youth mission trip. We volunteered with Appalachian Service Project. Their goal was to make the residents' home safer, warmer, and drier. My group's project was roofing, and there was about 9 of us. They were probably wondering why Pastor James put me on the roof, because I was wondering the same thing. Throughout the week, I learned a lot of things, and here are some of them. Roofing is really hard, Tennessee is really hot, and they can't see at all. But seriously, throughout the week, I had one verse that I kept thinking about. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, give it all to the glory of God. This verse made me realize that even when I was miserable on the roof because it was hot and I was so tired, that I still needed to push through because it wasn't about me. It was about witnessing to the residents and really showing God's glory. Another thing I want to talk about is our house owner. I can honestly say that I think he was one of the nicest men I've ever met. We ate lunch with Mr. Jackie a few times and we got to know him. We learned that he has been a Christian and he was just struggling financially. By the end of the week, we were able to finish the whole roof with help from another group. During these mission trips, the group really connects and we grow bonds and friendships that still continue even outside the youth. I want to thank the youth leaders for watching this because I know it can be really hard to handle. And also thank the church for supporting us so that we could go and pray for us while we were there. We couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you.
Thank you to all you guys for coming on the youth mission trip. They did a great job. They worked hard. Sarah and I, as well as all youth leaders, we love you guys and we're very proud of you and all you did. Thank you to Miss Jill Garrett, Ireland Garrett, Misty Belcher, Lindsay and Jamie Jones, Amber Coppler, and of course Sarah, my wife, for serving as the team leaders that week. They did an awesome job. I think they even pushed some of them outside their comfort zones, and they didn't mutiny against me, so I'm thankful for that. But it was a great week. I encourage you to continue to pray for the homeowners, Miss Virginia, Mr. Jackie, Miss Gladys. But thank you so much for loving, supporting, and encouraging our youth and making these yearly mission trips possible. I believe that they really have a great impact on our youth and teaching them about a life of service and thinking about those around them and even thinking about the larger global picture of missions and how God might use them in that way. So thank you again for everything. Guys, you can go ahead and grab a seat. As we prepare to close, we're going to show an Operation Christmas Child video. Before we do so, I'd like to just take a quick moment to remind everyone that our offering this month is going towards the Operation Christmas Child, the cost of shipping the boxes, extra supplies. As of right now, we have about $2,500. We need about $6,300 to meet our goal of sending 700 boxes to boys and girls around the world to hear the gospel. So I encourage you, as the Lord leads you, to give to that opportunity. And go ahead and we'll watch the video.
This year marks 20 years that Johnston Chapels had the privilege to partner with Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse. What an amazing testimony of faithfulness that is by you, our church family. And just an amazing opportunity it is to send these blessings, these opportunities for the gospel to be clearly shared around the world. An easy way for us to be involved in global missions, and just a great ministry it is. So remind you that on October 17th will be our packing party right here at the church. So there's details in your bulletin about that. Also, tonight, we have a special privilege. There's a gentleman named Alex, and I'm not going to attempt to pronounce his last name, but Brother Alex is going to be here. He is a shoebox recipient from when he was a child. He's going to be right here in the fellowship hall at 6 p.m. this evening, so I'd encourage you to come back and hear his testimony and hear how that shoebox coming into his life as a child impacted him for the remainder of his life. Again, that'll be at 6 p.m. here this evening. For the Mills family, as has been told, Pastor Marvin Mills went on to be with the Lord last Sunday, and I'm sure you're looking and desiring ways to be a blessing to that family, to Miss Cindy and the children. There are some opportunities to purchase some T-shirts that were designed by Pastor Mills before he went on to be with the Lord. Those details are available at the Welcome Center, whichever one down here or upstairs. You can get details on that and how you can be a blessing to that family, as they no doubt have lots of financial needs in this moment. I have a lot of notes this morning, so I'm trying to be sure that I cover everything. Also, in your bulletin is detailed the Walk for Life that's happening for the Able Center on October 2nd, so be mindful of those details. And then I wanted to take just a moment and let you know what's happening upstairs in the auditorium project. I've got a couple of photos that we're taking this week to show you. So things are very much taking shape. The sidewalls have been constructed, and there's three photos, guys, so you can go through those at your leisure. Sidewalls have been constructed. You see the stonework around the baptistry. They're going up. That's actually completed since I took the photo. It's looking great. The stage structure itself is completed. Painters will begin working tomorrow, so we'll get some color on the walls and really have it beginning to take shape. But there's still lots of work to be done. A lot of the physical structure has been completed, but there's still lots of work to be done. All the stage lighting still has to be hung. That lights the stage area. The sound system still has to be installed. You see lots of wires hanging. So just preliminary work has been done there. Acoustical panels still have to be hung on the walls. There's a door that is to be built that covers the baptistry area when it's not in use. And, of course, carpet has to be put in and installed. So lots of work still to be done. So I want to thank you for your generous gifts. You've gone above and beyond to make sure that these needs are met here in our auditorium. Everything that we've needed has been provided for. The extras, if you can consider them extras, will go toward offsetting our general fund account. So there's still opportunity for that. But there'll be no need to use the line of credit that we took out with the bank. Everything is going to be paid for without having to go to the bank for anything. So extremely grateful for the Lord's provision in providing for these needs. One note, just as a reminder, when I mentioned lighting, just as you're reminded, we do have the funds to do the lighting in the house, it's as it's called, or over the pews, the pendant lighting and the wall sconces and such, but that'll have to be postponed to after the beginning of the year due to the lead time of ordering the fixtures. But everything else should be completed way before that. And that begs the question that I'm sure all of you are wondering, when is this all going to be done? Much longer are we going to be down here? Well, we're not quite ready to give you a hard date yet, but we're looking toward the first part of November. Somewhere in there to be when we can go back upstairs. So as things progress and we get a little better picture of things being completed, we'll be sure and give you a date when we'll be back upstairs. So we'll be looking forward to that day. I want to close our service this morning. Just a great time of testimonies, wasn't it? Just to hear about the Lord and how He's using our young people and just to see what they're saying now and look into the future and how the Lord is going to use them for His honor and glory. It's just a blessing. Amen? Amen, it is. So I want to close our service this morning by reading to you from the book of Colossians in the 3rd chapter. And it says this, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Now let's go with those words quick on our lips this week. You are dismissed.